Michigan Radio's political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, joins me now. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jen. Always good to be here.
So tell me about the political climate when George Romney ran. Was it similar or dissimilar from the political climate now?
Well, it was a very different world. In some ways, it was similar in that there was a great deal of national dissatisfaction, although it was primarily foreign, over the war in Vietnam rather than the national economy. The incumbent president, Lyndon Johnson, was thought to be running, and Romney, for a long time in 1967, looked like the front runner to succeed him among Republicans. But then he put his foot in his mouth.
Now, George was the front runner when he was running for president, but ultimately lost his party's nomination. What happened?
Well, what happened was George Romney went on what was a very popular television talk show in Detroit at the time, which was nationally syndicated. It was called The Lou Gordon Show. He'd been over to Vietnam, and he said that he'd just gotten the greatest brainwashing by the generals over there. Now, the actual substance of what he said, which was that the generals had lied to him and other politicians about the progress of the war, later came to be accepted as fact. But people were jarred by the thought of a president possibly being brainwashed. The movie The Manchurian Candidate was kind of fresh on people's minds, and people started making fun of him. The national press felt that Romney in some ways was too square, too provincial to prevail on a national stage, and Richard Nixon was the candidate of the more conservative element of the Republican Party. They really wanted Reagan, but they felt they needed someone more moderate. And Romney's campaign, the air went out of it sort of like a hot air balloon, and before the New Hampshire primary, he had to withdraw.
Now, it's interesting you said George Romney was sort of shoot from the hip, a little blustery. If anything, Mitt Romney has been criticized by conservatives for not being more like his father.
Well, that's exactly right. I think Mitt Romney was so marked by this, by that he was determined not to make some verbal slip that would cast his whole campaign into jeopardy. Another really different thing about the campaign was the issue of religion. George Romney, if anything, was a much more fervent Mormon than his son Mitt, but nobody really seemed to make any bones about that whatsoever. The issue, there was sort of an issue in that George Romney was not born in the United States. He was born in Mexico. His parents were briefly at some sort of resort in Mexico, and there was a question about whether the Supreme Court would rule that he was eligible to be president, since you're supposed to be a natural-born citizen. The prevailing opinion at the time was that he probably would qualify, just like John McCain, who was born in the Panama Canal Zone, but his campaign ended before that could really be tested.
When you look at George Romney's campaign and you look at the campaign Mitt Romney is running now, are there lessons Mitt should take away from his father's campaign?
Well, he certainly absorbed the lesson that you've got to watch what you say. But on the other hand, George had a spontaneity about him. People liked him. People believed in him. I remember after he died, his wife said to me, or his daughter said to me, you know, we wouldn't have had Watergate with George Romney. And that's certainly true. Whether you've been a good president or not, we'll never really know. But George Romney was scrupulously honest, and people felt they could speak to him. People liked him, even if they disagreed with him. The polls now show that while Mitt Romney's the front runner, people have a hard time making an emotional connection with him. And, of course, we tend to want that with our presidents.
So after George Romney lost his party's nomination, what did he go on to do?
Well, when Richard Nixon was elected that fall, he made George Romney Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. And Romney agreed to that, like he did everything else, with great enthusiasm. He went to Washington. He worked very hard at it. He did some good work. But the Nixon administration really wasn't very interested in HUD. And Romney really didn't like the Washington bureaucratic wars. He told me that. And so, with good grace, after 2 or 3 years, he resigned. He came home to Michigan. He served with distinction on the Wayne State Board of Governors. And then he threw himself into, with great enthusiasm, into his son's Mitt campaign for the U.S. Senate in 1994 against Teddy Kennedy. I happened to be on an airplane with him. George Romney at the time was well into his 80s, and I asked if I could help him with his luggage. He said, no, I need the exercise. And he took all these heavy suitcases, threw them on a station wagon, and he lived a long and vigorous life until he died in 1995. But obviously, he'd be very proud of his son's presidential campaign. And if he were around, he'd be 103, and he'd be out there working for him.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst. Jack, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.